USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At Saturday's Republican convention in North Carolina, former President Trump is telling China they must pay. The former president also calling out medical director Tony Fauci amidst Fauci's claim that COVID wasn't made in a Chinese lab.
But he's been wrong on almost every issue, and he was wrong on Wuhan and the lab also, very wrong.
Trump also saying China inflicted $16 trillion of economic damage onto the United States and claimed the lives of thousands. Phoenix, Arizona fire officials say Saturday's fire is requiring more personnel than any other fire in the city's history. More than 200 firefighters engaged the blaze on the west side of the city. It engulfed multiple buildings and started at a recycling center. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Biden is rejecting the latest Republican proposal on the infrastructure bill. Biden saying on Friday the GOP proposal doesn't meet his objectives to grow the economy, tackle the climate crisis, and create new jobs. The two sides will continue negotiations on Monday. It's shaping up to be an unusually deadly year for some of Florida's most beloved animals.
Manatee deaths in Florida this year could reach an all-time high. As of May 28th, the Florida Wildlife Conservation Commission recorded 761 manatee deaths. That's not too far from the record 804 set 3 years ago. Red tide, wastewater contamination, and algae blooms are killing the seagrass manatees rely on for food. Manatees were an endangered species until 2017 when their status improved to a threatened species. A Florida Atlantic University marine biologist tells NBC News this year's death toll could warrant a return to endangered status. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The European Union is taking action against Belarus Airlines.
The European Union banned Belarusian airlines from airspace and airports in member countries in response to the Lukashenko regime forcing the diversion of a plane carrying an opposition journalist last month. EU ambassadors agreed to the ban, which prevents Belarusian airlines from landing in or taking off from EU airports. Earlier this week, the European Union Aviation Safety Agency also issued a directive calling on air carriers in member states to avoid Belarusian airspace and airports. On May 23rd, the government forced a Ryanair flight en route from Greece to Lithuania to land in Minsk, saying there was a bomb threat on board. Upon landing, authorities arrested exiled journalist Roman Protasevich. President Alexander Lukashenko has targeted opposition leaders and members of the media since his re-election last year. According to international watchdogs, the election was deemed neither free nor fair. Protesters who rallied against his electoral victory were met with an increasingly bloody crackdown that forced opposition leaders to flee to exile. The Lukashenko regime opened a criminal case into Protasevich, enlisting him as a terrorist, for which he could be sentenced to death. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.